Christ is in our midst. In the Orthodox faith, we believe that God did not intend for us to die, that death was not God's plan for us, that death is not natural. Death was a result of a fall. Death was a result of the entire human race losing its communion with God and its high potential for life with God, made in God's image. And that's why Christ came and died, to defeat death, to take away the sting of death, to take away the power of death and the dead end of death. The wages of sin is death. Sin led to death, so Christ defeated both sin and death on the cross, and the devil as well for that matter, who had tempted us into falling. And so death is an enemy that we believe Jesus Christ our Lord has neutered and has tamed and has transfigured into Pascha, into a Passover from life to life. So death no longer is a defeat for our race. Nonetheless, we all desire to live a long life. Though we are believers and though we trust in Christ, we wonder what awaits us on the other side, and so we'd rather prolong that reality, prolong that day. And we always pray for many years for the living in the life of the church. But old age and great old age, as Anna has been blessed to live, is a blessing, but also comes with it some challenges, and maybe challenge isn't even the best word. A prominent religious figure who himself is around Anna's age has recently written another book about these latter years of his life. And he said that he believed he was prepared for death, but that he was not prepared for old age. He was not prepared for what many years into his 80s and 90s now had brought him. The loss of strength, the loss of capability, not being able to do what he had formerly done. And indeed, Anna had a very difficult time these latter years. And indeed, her strength failed her and her body betrayed her. As we in middle age can only imagine, and young people can't imagine at all. Why do the old people in church when I was growing up, why do they move so slow? And it wasn't because they were taking their time, it was because they were in pain. And they were trying to walk through that pain and do what they needed to do. But for all the difficulty of her latter years, Anna had tremendous help and support from her only son and daughter-in-law. Saw to it that their mother would be honored in these latter years, that she would be cared for the best, to the best of their ability and resources. And that is indeed a tribute to their love and their fulfilling the commandment to honor your father and mother. And no doubt it was difficult to observe her failing these years, her body no longer being able to fulfill its normal use, and to have to witness that, and to have to minister to her under that condition, and to see her not being as she was remembered in her prime and in her strength. We spoke last night briefly of the many things that Anna experienced having lived from 1920 to this week, going through World War II as a young woman, and her experiences involved with that, working at an air base in Romania that at times was under threat of being bombed and so forth by us, by the Allies. But she persevered through all that. The end of her days brought her to America. And indeed God did bless her with a faithful marriage and a good son, a daughter-in-law, and indeed a blessed life. Even with all the realities of our fallen world in which our body does break down. Some 2 or 3 years ago, Anna had confession, which in many ways was much like the confessions that people have as adults when they convert to the faith, when they enter the church, that they make a sort of summary life confession. And Anna did that. I hadn't mentioned that to anyone, but she had done that. Oh, I want to say it maybe was 3 years ago or more when she still had her strength. And I know what I'm speaking about because she did it in English, which is her 5th or 6th language, so that I would hear, so that I would know, so that it would be a confession that was truly understood. Sometimes our European brethren like to take a shortcut on that aspect of confession and just do it in their own language, which is important because it is a confession to God, but I'm truly an observer in those types of confessions. But she wanted it to be in English. She wanted to summarize her life. And so indeed she was prepared. She was prepared then when she was still mobile and still able to get around. Her soul was being prepared even back then for what, and not knowing what lay ahead for her and her loss of strength and all that entailed. So we rejoice and are glad for that event and that she had communion a couple weeks ago and further prepared the way of her soul, because we do indeed believe that as a result of the fall, biological death still takes place and the body fails us, but the soul lives, and the soul lives in Christ, and we commend both body and soul. We commend the body to the earth today. We commend the soul into the Lord's hands and into His merciful care, into His loving kindness. And so we pray, the prayers are for Anna. They also pray for the consolation for her son and daughter and for all her family and friends, and that the Lord may strengthen them at this time, and that they may rejoice in her memory and be glad for the life God gave her, and may her memory be eternal. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.